fighting for America.
The risk of using this amendment as a sword rather than the shield that it has been designed or expected is too great.
Fighting for Idaho.
My heart has been touched by this hearing. And I know that from this point on, I will be kinder and I will be more compassionate to those who bear a heavy burden.
Fighting for you.
I move that House Bill 2 be held in committee.
Motion passes 13-4. I'm calling on the people of this state to stop the cruelty.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. What an incredible Super Bowl it was, and we'll do something a little different here during the 6 a.m. hour. By the way, Dave Pezzo will be by in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to grill Mr. Pezzo on the future of Apple Computer, and if you're not going to be here for this, Apple had the highest earnings ever recorded, noting that Apple's earnings were fueled by the iPhone 6. Get this, Apple sold more than 34,000 iPhones every hour, 24 hours a day during the quarter. He said the sheer volume of sales was hard to comprehend. And this is why it's important to me when you take a look at Apple and now they're the biggest, best thing. Remember, it was what, only a few years ago where Microsoft was unbeatable. And if you watch the Super Bowl, you saw those Microsoft Surfaces. Do those really equate to sales? Apple earned $18 billion in the quarter, more than any company ever in a single quarter on revenue of $75 billion. Its free cash flow of $30 billion in one quarter was more than double what IBM, another once-dominant tech, generates in a full year. It's just amazing. So we'll talk a little bit about that next hour here as we start your day. Now, there are two ways we can go. We can get your review and commentary on the Super Bowl, and you go, Kevin, you know, this is really not a sports program. I agree with you. In fact, we champion a clip by our friend Chris Troupas where he's talking about hanging out, drinking beer, being on your ATVs, those sorts of things. And, I mean, our secular holiday, the Super Bowl, with the wacky, zany commercials, proves it. It proves that, you know, if we're going to, you know, have a reason to sit around and do absolutely nothing. What was it, the endless pregame show that, 6 or 7 hours of pregame? Do we really need that? Perhaps we did. But I think a point was proven yesterday when we're talking about the Super Bowl. And I think it's a point that has to be made. And I think, again, this goes beyond sports. And the point being that if you work hard, and I'm not saying that the Seahawks didn't work hard, but sometimes talent can only go get you so far. But if you work hard, you do your very best, if you have something that we call experience, chances are, you know, in the end, that experience may pay off. Now, it may not pay off all the time, as we've seen with other teams that have come up short, most notably the Patriots, but experience pays off. And we saw that yesterday. One thing that I was kind of taken aback on, that the Pacific Northwest, the Mountain West, whatever you want to call this great region, to me, you know, we're the Mountain West, if you will, just like the conference. But to me, athletes that are so gifted, so blessed to be able to be at that level should be role models. And maybe it's the changing demographic of America, which I still don't believe is changing. You know, I'm watching the Super Bowl, and there are a couple things that struck my mind. And by the way, that Budweiser ad was the greatest with the little dog and everything else that was facing down the wolf. And all of a sudden, his buddies, the Clydesdales, show up and bring him home. I mean, who doesn't love that ad? But what struck my attention were a few things. Number one, the game and the antics of one team versus the antics of another. And look, there were only three or four states that picked the Seahawks: Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and I believe Indiana. They're still mad about getting handled by the Patriots. Okay. So they picked the Seahawks. Everybody else had the Patriots. Maybe Alaska went with the Seahawks. And the Seahawks, probably one of the most gifted, talented teams we've seen in quite some time. You can attest to that, Denver Bronco fans, that that happened last year. So the Seahawks come in. They're brash. Richard Sherman. And again, with respect to Mr. T, who I've always considered a great role model, one of the nicest people I've ever interviewed, he reminded me of a modern-day version of Mr. T. In fact, the guy is smart. He's athletic, talking about Sherman. He doesn't need to go crazy with yelling and taunting and everything else. And to me, it's like the Seahawks decided to go out of their way to taunt the fans, taunt the Patriots. And does that really reflect Seattle? Does that really reflect this region? I would say it doesn't. Now, maybe I'm a codger. Maybe I'm a curmudgeon when we're talking about the changing ideas of athletes as role models and everything else. And as I've said, I saw the antics there, and I'm thinking to myself, I can't root for this team. They're not good role models. And on the other hand, they do great charity work. Russell Wilson goes to a hospital every week in Seattle. Doesn't bring the cameras. They love him. He's a class act. Made a bad play. It happens. But for the majority of the team, they're known by their outspoken folks. And then I see Pete Carroll on the sidelines thinking that when the Seahawks scored 17 straight, it's going to be the biggest best ever. And I'm going to myself, thinking to myself, man, what happens if the Patriots come back? And, you know, Mrs. Miller's looking at me going, maybe it's time for the end of Belichick and Brady. And I said, well, maybe it's the time for the end of you. And you stick with your team no matter what. And then again, my my co-host yesterday, Mrs. Miller, looks at me and goes, you know, Brady's looking old. And I said, you know, this is a Patriot household, ma'am. And thankfully, the Patriots came back. But just the antics that I saw and the whole idea of Sherman, and, you know, we talk about cultural issues here at 580-5436. The whole idea of Richard Sherman and his girlfriend was about ready to have a baby. Now, call me old-fashioned, but if you're going to have a baby and you're a big-time cornerback or you're whatever, shouldn't you be married? Now, I know more people live outside of marriage. Gosh forbid, I still call it living in sin. Outside of marriage than are in marriages, which makes those folks, especially those young people, because it's the in vogue thing to opt out. I always love it when I hear people going, yeah, my in-laws. Well, you're married? No, we just live together. Well, then they're not your in-laws. But how we've kind of couched society around things. So Sherman, and they, you know, people think of it so matter-of-factly, well, we're waiting for his girlfriend to have a baby. I'm thinking, wow, maybe Mr. Sherman should get married. He's certainly talented, gifted, smart enough. Why doesn't he marry the mother of his child? And just saw how NBC just kind of rolled over that like it's no big deal. And maybe it isn't to the outside world. For people on this show, it is. And then you had this guy, I guess he was a figure skater. You know who I'm talking about? The guy that was with Tara Lipinski, who obviously was a very flamboyant gentleman, dressed up in some type of sparkly Super Bowl football outfit. And again, I guess you could say he's very effeminate. And I'm thinking to myself, what does he really add to the broadcast? And I thought, what does this have to do with the game? But again, changing lifestyles, changing points of view in America. Okay, we move on from that. We move on from Pete Carroll. We move on from the play that cost the Seahawks. But at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, what team would you rather have as a role model for a kid? What team best exemplified hard work in overcoming adversity? You know what I'm saying? What team, in your opinion, would you have your kids, your sons, emulate? Well, for me, it would be the Patriots, because you didn't see them getting braggadocious. You didn't see them getting into fights at the end of the game. Can anybody explain to me that? And I feel bad for the Seahawk fans. I've been there. I've been there in 07. I've been there in 11. And as I was joking to a lot of friends of mine last night, the curse is over. The curse is over. But to come up that short, curse makes a circus-like catch. And you think, oh, great, here we go again. So anyway, those are a few thoughts. Also talking a little bit about the ads at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So this hour, we'll devote it to the Super Bowl. Your thoughts on that. You know, you could even talk about the play if you'd like. You have a lot of people that are very happy on the hated East Coast.
What a comeback. All Brady, baby. All Brady.
Second and nine. Brady throws, caught, LaFell, touchdown.
There you have it. Touchdown, New England. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We're also talking a little bit about the ads as well. I love the Budweiser ad. I thought the Run Like the Girl ad was interesting. And Mrs. Miller pointed this out to me yesterday because I go, well, you know, that shows you the changing dynamics. And have we, you know, in embracing sisterhood, and embracing womanhood, if you will, have we, Christina, whatever the heck her name is, many years ago, called it the war on boys. We do have a tweet here from Larry Miller, my dad, for me, an unsolicited thing for my dad here. For me, the dad ads were the best. America needs to promote the father in the family. I would agree with him on that. Also, Nissan Big Game, hashtag with dad. Well, now he has his own hashtag. Isn't that wonderful? Anyway, our hashtag today is Miller Monday, so talking a little bit more about the Super Bowl. But I think that, again, if you're a Seahawks fan, it's not just about the game, but it's about your team. And were you proud of them? That Russell Wilson, I remember him at NC State. You talk about a guy that has everything in perspective. Yeah, I made a bad play. It was on me. And you could tell, I think it made a little bit more, meant a little bit more to the Patriots.
It's tough to see the bar go from lively as can be to just depressed fans all around. Thought it was a great game.
Everybody agrees. We should have ran the ball.
Hashtag, we should have ran the ball. Jason in Boise, good morning. You're on with Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Your thoughts on, just the plethora of topics we've yapped about for about 12 minutes.
Yeah, you know, just one quick thought, and I'll love to listen to your comments after this, but talking about role models for the youth, totally hear what you're saying about babies out of wedlock and everything else, but as long as we're talking about role models for the youth, deflating football to get yourself to the Super Bowl might not be a great way to set an example for youth either. So
wow.
I know there's a lot of debate there, but I think on both sides of the coin here, I don't know that either team are what I would consider great role models for the youth.
What about the ads? Did anything, did you, not to get too personal, do you have a family?
I do.
Okay. How family friendly did you find the Super Bowl?
You know, most of the ads I thought were pretty good. A few of them were awkward, like the Fiat ad.
Right.
But you got the Budweiser ad I thought was great for a beer commercial to come out and be pulling at the heartstrings like that, I thought was kind of interesting. And quite a few about being a good dad. I think there were three different companies that were advertising the importance of being a good dad, which I thought was great.
Well, I think it's needed now more than ever. Jason, thank you.
You bet.
All right. Jason comes at me with Deflategate. Well, coming up, we'll respond to that, but athletes as role models, Super Bowl commercials, the big game. Look, it's Monday. It's the official end of the football season. Time to get serious. We'll tell you what the president's up to next, and we'd love to get your take on yesterday's Super Bowl as well. 619, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Football is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Super Bowl champions all day, every day. Woo!
Man, I feel great. Tom Brady came through at the end of the day, baby.
You, the Patriots, are going to win. The Seahawks have nothing lined up.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Show me what it looks like to run like a girl. hair. Show me what it looks like to fight like a girl. Now throw like a girl.
There we have one of the big ads, Run Like a Girl. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. 580-5436, 580-KIDO, getting your response to the Super Bowl ads and the Super Bowl itself. Did you find it family friendly? And I think, another Sarah Silverman, where she apologizes for a woman who, after she delivers a kid, saying, "Sorry, it's a boy." Look, we're all about being non-offensive. We're all about, hey, let's be sensitive. We have this ad about not making fun of girls, but why are we devaluing boys? We go to John in Meridian with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hello, Kevin. Okay, family-friendly stuff. That the Victoria's Secret ad was totally out of place in a family show. That should not have been there.
Well, the whole sexualization of our society, so we've got that. Now, were you watching the Super Bowl with your family?
No, I wasn't, actually. I was at work.
Any other thoughts on that? Watching the people, I don't know, with this bag, it was like, one of those bags that they used to have back in the 80s, and they were all dancing and stuff, and I don't know. A lot of them, to me, didn't make a lot of sense. Did any of them, did you like any of them?
Well, some of those ads I didn't even see. I was not, I couldn't really watch every single thing. I had some other things to do while it was going on. But in response to that, you remember those Carl Jr. ads that were a few years back? Well, actually, they're not really doing them right now as much. But a year or two ago, they had some very scantily clad women, immodestly dressed, in some of their ads.
Sure.
And that wasn't, I didn't think it was appropriate. In fact, I like Carl's Jr.'s food. I've eaten there.
I don't really get the whole Carl's Jr. thing where they have a woman who's never had a cheeseburger in her life eating some big burger, scantily clad. Like, there was a new one. I don't know if you saw it. I didn't see it air, but it was supposed to air where they talked about big buns, and they had a woman that we're supposed to believe is naked, and she's covered up by burgers and such. I don't get it. Carl's Jr., nice place, very family-friendly. The ad campaign is beyond me on that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah, I agree. Those ads are out of place there. And, I went into a couple of Carl's Jr.'s and told them how I feel about it. And that's what you need to do is just businesses that don't uphold, family values, families should not, if they care about what they're teaching their kids, don't eat there, no matter how good their food is. That's my take on that.
Well, John, I appreciate it. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. 628, 580-KIDO. We have Sally, the angry emailer today. For some reason, everything since we started doing the Add the Words thing, we've had Sally give us review and commentary about me. And, like I said, this is sometimes when people talk to me about my life, I really don't like to go into detail for people like Sally here. Kevin Miller equals tiny brain, big mouth, wide girth. You are so filled with hatred, it is sad and laughable, mostly pathetic. Do you have any capacity for introspection? Does your hatred for those who don't have your agenda so blind you? How very pitiful. And the reason why we'll give Sally a little rub here on this and to share this with you is not to feel sorry for me. It's to show you that there are folks like Sally, and God bless you, Sally. We'll keep you in our prayers, and I'm not saying that to patronize you. Obviously, you have some issues there. But when people make blanket attacks, and getting back to, when we say things, and I got into it with Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, yesterday when he calls the Patriots cheaters. Well, it hasn't been proven that the Patriots are cheaters. They've been accused of something. And just like Sally here that calls me hatred and bitter, she offers no proof. And I think it shows in our public today, exemplified by the media, that you have a lack of critical thinking skills. And it's permeated in our society today. No one wants to give anybody the benefit of the doubt. And that's what's so scary. People will falsely label you something as a hater, as a bigot, and you have to prove, unprove the negative. And we go to the New England Patriots. Thank goodness Mr. Kraft came to the defense of Bill Belichick and everyone else. I'd like to see the proof. What is the actual proof that they deflated the footballs? In fact, the NFL has actually said that the officials did not measure the balls before they started playing. So there's no way to actually prove the Patriots did anything wrong, correct?
I just can't say enough about the players. It's a great team, great group of competitors. Never gave in, never lost their will. Mentally and physically, as tough a group as I've been around.
Wouldn't that be great if all our lives were that way, that we would feel a sense of accomplishment at work?
That's a real good football team. My hat's off to Seattle. Game couldn't have been any closer than what it was, but they're, you know, they're a great football team that, you know, was within a yard or so or a few seconds, however you want to look at it, of winning a second title.
Coming up, taking a look at the halftime show, just how family-friendly did you find Katy Perry? 6:31, Kevin Miller in the morning. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
On Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, Jeff Manasseh will join us, giving his take from the Super Bowl there. But to pivot a little here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, coming up, we'll take a look at this statement.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
There you have it. More on that in a minute. But first, to Jeff Manasseh, back there in Arizona at 580-KIDO from Fox News Radio. Good morning, sir.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Couldn't have ended any better for me. What a game. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, who knew that the big talk of Super Bowl 49 would be about a single call not to hand it to Marshawn Lynch in beast mode, but to pass before that interception that would stun the 12s and give the New England Patriots their fourth championship in franchise history. Being in this crowd, by the way, Patriots fans were outnumbered 10-1 at University of Phoenix Stadium. The game was over, and you could see the look of doom on the faces of the thousands of Patriot fans who were hoping for a miracle, and they got it. I mean, it was absolutely amazing to just to see that reaction. It was incredible. The Malcolm Butler miracle interception, the goal line. It wasn't even the 1 yard line. It was like the 0.5 yard line. 20 seconds left. That last ditch Seattle drive. It was over. You guys were going to lose, or your team was going to lose anyway. And it wasn't the case. It was absolutely incredible. And the Patriots fans, they were jumping for joy, and it was really neat to see. And it was incredible. It was a tough game. It was a tough battle, and it came down to the wire as everybody predicted, but nobody predicted it would go down like that.
Well, where should we begin at 580 KIDO? You know, the antics of the Seahawks, somebody said earlier this morning, I'm just going to echo it, they make it tough for you to root for them when they're winning, and when they're losing, it makes it really tough for them, especially the actions after with the fights, the penalty on the touchdown. Your first-hand impressions of the Seahawks, their fans are class acts. It just, it was troubling.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder. The antics of the Seattle Seahawks, some people might think that I don't really have an opinion on that. I mean, I think it's football, and this is what happens in football. There's a lot of trash talking in football, and you know, the end of the game after that interception, when Bruce Irving, before he was booted out of there, ejected for fighting. Yeah, I mean, that probably wasn't the classiest thing to do. But at the end of the day, it is football, and there's a lot of raw emotion. There's a lot on the line. This is a once in a lifetime for many of those guys in that squad. They'll never get back here again. And so there's a lot of raw emotion, and I think anybody can understand that. By the way, Bruce Irving saying last night in his post-game interview that he wants to lock himself up at his house for 2 weeks, and that this game was his, it was theirs, and that it's going to hurt for a long time. You know what, Bruce? I know. I know. But it's football, and there can be only one winner, and now the New England Patriots, they get their fourth Vince Lombardi trophy in franchise history, four for Tom Brady, now tying for the most with Joe Montana, also tying with Joe Montana, three Super Bowl MVPs, and what a night for Tom Brady and the New England Patriots.
Indeed. We go back to the game at 580KIDO. People are going to question Pete Carroll's call, but that's what happens. I mean, look, if Kearse doesn't make that catch, perhaps they're not in that situation. I thought Pete Carroll was very upfront. Look, that they went to goal line. Statistically, it proves the same thing, that Marshawn Lynch had been on the goal line a few times, had made one of five attempts for some strange reason there, Jeff. You take a look at the fallout there. It's amazing that in sports, just kind of like in politics, everybody's an expert now. You know, people that have never played the game or maybe just watched the Super Bowl are now self-proclaimed experts saying he should have run the football.
Well, look, had that slant worked, Pete Carroll would be a hero.
Right.
And nobody would be talking about it. And you know, that play, everybody thought, you're watching that game and you're like, all right, it's beast mode. It's going back to Marshawn Lynch. He's going to run it in. You know, perhaps Pete Carroll thought that that's what they were planning for. And you know what? We're going to trick him up, and we're going to toss it. I personally would have made that call. No way. And it ended badly for them. And game over. And you saw the look on the instant replay of Pete Carroll, of Richard Sherman, just absolute devastation. And that's what it looked like in the crowd. I mean, just devastation. But again, man, it's football, and on the biggest stage in the world. And what a game! You know, it wasn't a snoozer at all. It was very close. We thought it was going to be very close, and it just came down to one play, and in stunning fashion.
You know, one thing though, Jeff Manasa with us at 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. One thing, Jeff, that got me though was the third quarter, where Seattle just kind of, you know, got out of their game plan. If you have, and you know this, if you have Marshawn Lynch and Russell Wilson, why not just run that read option all the time? Everything predicates off of Lynch with their offense. They seem to get away from that in the third quarter, which allowed the Patriots to get back in the game.
Yeah, well, they did. Look, it's all about ball control. And we know in the first half that, you know, I mean, Russell Wilson had very little passing yards, and so they had to change things up, and their defense was continuously stifled by the New England Patriots. And so, you know, you got to change things up and try and figure out what works. And a lot of preparation went into this game, and you know, anything can happen. But at the end of the day, Seattle Seahawks. I mean, they're just. I mean, it was just a stunner, and you know, they feel like they should have won this game, and it came down to that one play. It's more than just one play. It's many different plays that make up the game. But this one is certainly going to hurt for a long, long time.
Jeff Manasa, final thought. If it's Aaron Rodgers and Ed Lacy, do they run Ed Lacy at that play?
Yeah, I actually probably would. But then again, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I'm not going to second guess. I'm not going to second guess Pete Carroll's call. I mean, he's getting a lot of flack. I probably would have given it to Ed Lacy, but like I said, had the play worked, Pete Carroll would be a hero, and Seattle, they would be champs. And you know, Seattle is so good under pressure like this. Down to the wire under pressure, Seattle generally produces. And, you know, had they made it, well, I'll tell you what, we certainly wouldn't be talking about that play call.
Jeff Manasso, until next year with the football stuff, huh?
Yeah, man. Congrats on your team, and what a game.
Hey, it makes 07 and 11 not feel so bad, my friend.
yeah, you're right.
All right, Jeff, have a good day.
You too.
All right, Jeff Manasso joining us. 647, was it me, or was Jeff kind of looks like rooting for the Seahawks? Anyway, 37 outside in Boise. Kevin Miller in the morning. Back to our original statement.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
It's probably pretty much why the president announced his big budget yesterday. $4 trillion. We'll break that down for you and how it impacts your wallet coming up. Also, Dave Petzl will join us. We'll get his thoughts on I've got some things here about Apple Computer. If you have an iPhone, you want to hear about the future of your company coming up next. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Then put your little hand in mine.
653, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Pat, good morning.
Good morning. I have a little idea, and I don't know that anybody would go for it. Everybody is so entertained by the commercials at Super Bowl. But I would like to see somebody come up and say, hey, we're Budweiser or the ABC company or whatever, and instead of spending $4 million on a commercial to entertain you, we're going to give $1 million to St. Jude's and $1 million to Huntsman Cancer and some places that take care of kids and people who don't have a whole lot of money to spend on things that are medical for kids. And I'd just like to see that. I'd be real happy to see them say, we're going to give this money to where it can make a big difference.
Well, then how would they get their message on TV to do that?
Well, I think that people, if people saw that somebody came on, the CEO of Apple or whoever is advertising, to say, we're giving this money to where it can actually make a difference and maybe save somebody's life and save some kid's life. You know, we're going to give, $100,000 to Ronald McDonald houses or whatever. I think people would appreciate that. You know,
right.
Maybe I'm just a lone ranger on this. But I would really like to see that instead of spending gazillions of dollars on stuff that's, 30 seconds or 60 seconds of entertainment.
Look, you were addicted to that Kim Kardashian ad.
I didn't even see it.
Exactly. All right.
I wasn't paying all that much attention.
All right. Thanks, Pat. 6:55, Kevin Miller in the morning, proving my point exactly. Dodge had a very interesting ad.
Years old, and I want to tell the world what I have learned.
Okay.
Live for now, because life is good. You make it good.
You will learn not to cheat.
There are miracles all around you.
Stay young.
Always tell the truth.
Keep your eyes open.
Now, I have to tell you, at first I'm looking at this ad, and they have people that are close to 100 years old. And I'm going, wow, this is really good. And then they started getting more and more closer to these folks. And I put a hashtag scary old people about, now maybe I'm wrong with this ad. Now, when you hear the sound without the visual, it comes across a lot more influential, I think. But I'm sitting here looking at this, and this kind of scared me last night. It's about Dodge cars.
And sometimes your mouth's shut.
Now, this is where it got scary, where they focus in on their teeth. No, I'm not making fun of anybody's teeth or their mouths. If they were young, it would have been young scary people. But what that has to do with selling cars, I don't know.
Don't complain.
Tell it like it is.
Don't bitch.
Hesitate and you lose.
Such put language. The pedal to the metal.
Live fast.
And never, ever forget where you came from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I guess Dodge is 100 years old, so these people are supposed to correlate. They're the metaphors for Dodge, if you will. I just saw it, and it kind of scared me when they started cackling and such, but that was my own thing. That was probably about the most disturbing thing I saw, and also just how we're treating young people today. I thought it was a great ad, Run Like a Girl. Obviously, anyone who's around young girls, they're very young and impressionable. But then Sarah Silverman, if you caught that ad where she says, gee, I'm sorry, it's a boy. You know, it's just like the implied racism. Now we have the implied devaluing of boys because of gender. You know, young men have the biggest issues as well. And there should be a champion for that. There's a great book, The War on Boys, which we've seen again and again and again. If we're going to say it's not okay to make fun of girls, then we shouldn't have a comedian, a failed comedian at that, sit there and rip boys, right? They have feelings, too. 6:58, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely. 6:59, coming up next, we'll talk to Dave Petzo, take a look at the future of Apple Computer, and some other things as we move along, talk about the big business that was the Super Bowl, when we're talking about the ROI. And by the way, should athletes act classy? Do we really need to get into fights or do obscene gestures when one scores a touchdown? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.